Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Two organizations that many of us grew up with, the Boy Scouts of America and the Catholic Church local diocese, are looking at the same thing. The Boy Scouts already have declared bankruptcy on last Tuesday, and it looks like after the bishop met with 125 priests and two lawyers, I think it was yesterday at St. Leo's, and one of the things they discussed certainly was the possibility of bankruptcy, and it looks like they probably will. So have the Boy Scouts squandered their legacy? It used to be, everybody wanted their sons to scout. It's great, especially if you get advanced, become an Eagle Scout. People proud of it. And I think their legacy is gone right now. And regarding the local Catholic diocese, I don't know how you feel about your place of worship trying to, I don't want to sound argumentative, but it's a way to weasel out of your obligations. And I think that's what the church is doing, seeing that they're only one aspect of the Catholic Church. They're not all of it. Certainly the Catholic Church as a whole can afford to pay basically whatever they want to pay. But the diocese, they were trying to protect that. I understand that, but I don't necessarily approve of it. I'd like your opinion. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. A couple of texts, and then we'll go to the phone call. The Boy Scouts hierarchy knew of this years ago, and yet there was an effort to include young girls into the Boy Scouts. Pathetic, that's what it says. Here's another. Scouting squandered its legacy long ago when, as a Christian organization, it accepted non-Christian principles contradicting its mission. Now let's go to the phones. This is Chris in Hamburg. Chris, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. As I told you, screener, 1970 Eagle Boy Scout.
Oh, congratulations.
All my life, I've endorsed the Boy Scouting. Everything that I ever tried to apply for in life, whenever I put down Eagle Scout, it was always one of the factors that really helped me. I'm a Eucharistic minister in the Catholic Church. Tomorrow, I'll be administering ashes. And what, as you said earlier, what disgusts me the most is we all know there's always going to be evil in this world. There's going to be people that commit terrible things. But the cover-up.
Sure.
The ones that in Boy Scouting and those in the Catholic Church that covered this up. So now as we proceed to bankruptcy, this is just another form of covering it up. Not really accepting it and going forward and starting over. Because it's amazing that actually tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. And as we administer ashes in the Catholic Church, we say to the person, from ashes you came, and to ashes you will return. So if you can almost read into what I'm saying is, we start all over with nothing, we pay our debts, and we move forward, and we rid this once and for all. What do you think?
Well said. Very well said. I am applauding you. Thank you very much for
your... God bless you. And I hope Joe's feeling better.
Yeah, I do too. Thank you very much. That's very nice. Very well said. Let's see. Did I push the right button? No, there we go. Okay. Good. I didn't match it up there. But that was very well said, and he's very closely associated with both the Scouts and the Catholic Church. So that's a double whammy. Yeah, it's I know. It goes back to my mother. I'm a mama's boy. I'll admit it. I did everything I could to please my mother and my father. We had a great family life. I sometimes feel like I'm out of the mainstream. I don't have anything negative to say about my life with my family. I love them. They love me. And that's the way it is. But one of the things that we were always taught from the very beginning, from the time I was a little kid, is pay your debts. If you owe somebody, pay it. End of story. And so that's, I've always done that. I've always done that. And this is a way of getting, boy, you know, this is a way of getting out of paying most of your debt, declaring bankruptcy. You still will have to pay something. They'll figure out what things are worth and what kind of a liability you have. But what you're doing is you're getting out of paying your debt. And both organizations should stand for paying your debts. And apparently they don't. They'll give you the argument that, well, we're protecting the greater good. What good is the greater good if it's not good? You know what I'm talking about? If you're not teaching the kind of things that are very useful, paying your debts, you could speak to any group on any subject and throw in paying your debts, and you'd find out that, yeah, it's important to everybody. So for the scouts to declare bankruptcy and for the church soon probably to declare bankruptcy, they're trying to avoid paying their debts. It's as simple as that. You can dress it up any way you want to, but that's the bottom line. All right, let's go into the break first because I only got a minute and I have a call that I want to get to. On News Radio 930 WBN. Got my fingers crossed. My sister is coming up from Florida next week. Let's hope the weather moderates. It's supposed to moderate a little bit next week. So.
Well, I checked the 15-day forecast, and I think we're looking at mid-40s next week.
That's good. That'll mean no snow if it's mid-40s. Yeah, she's coming from Florida, so the first thing she asks is, how much snow do you have? I said, we've had hardly any snow this winter. It's been a fairly...
Well below average,
Yeah, fairly easy winter. She's coming up here, and I want to show her around, show her the best of the town. Let's go to Bill in Williamsville. Bill, you're on WBEN.
Sandy, you sound young and vigorous today.
Well, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that. What do you think about the bankruptcies?
Well, here's how I feel about it. I think escape, diversion, lack of responsibility. I got into quite a heated argument with David Bellavia and Tom Barley on the radio maybe a month or so ago when it was peaking. And here's how I thought about it. They wanted to kind of defend, I know Tom's an advocate of Malone, but which again, nothing personal, but I think his culpability in the situation is what was lacking. He had a chance, and like you said, if this is your life, and you believe in God that he's going to judge you and, you know, you have to stand for certain things. I don't think he did any of that. So I think that's what my issue was with the whole situation. This has been going on for years, centuries, everything.
Here's what I don't understand, how it continued. You're talking about men of God. You're talking about men of principle rather than businessmen. And I don't know how it allowed to keep going.
Well, think of this, though. What is the strongest drive that we have in life besides religion, you know, which, again, being a Christian, I grew up being Catholic like you and I become a Christian and that, which is part of Christianity, the Catholic Church. But it's their own, they make up their own dogmas and that. But think of this. This has been going on for hundreds and hundreds of years. The situation with the aggressive hormonal thing. I believe, and I have friends that are and relatives that are in the medical field. We've discussed it. I think it's a hormonal issue. People say they're born that way. God doesn't make mistakes. Right, he doesn't make. But if there's a hormonal issue and things are in balance, like look at Bruce, which I still call him Bruce to the day he dies. He takes heavy hormones to change and to do these things. This is an issue, just like if you have friends and family that have depression. I have friends and I have relatives that are gay, And I would fight to the death for these people. You know, and I'm not judging that. I'm talking about the aspect, if this is a medical issue, why is it not being addressed at all? And think of the situation of the Catholic Church, men, the Boy Scouts, men. And again, I used to live in Florida restaurants, and we had the national headquarters down there. These things were brought up years and years ago.
Well, think of one of the... Remember, one of the main aspects, though, is this isn't men, one man and another man. It was usually one man and a child, basically, according to the eyes of the law. And that changes everything.
Well, sure. Well, think about it, though. Who's more vulnerable if you're an adult in a situation where you can take advantage? I mean, like Harvey Weinstein, he was a power man. He was a power position. He was taking advantage.
And think of the positioning. Think about the positioning of a young child who's perhaps an altar boy, who's been taught that the priest is to be revered, that the church is your stairway to heaven. And then what kind of a position is the child to put in when something happens?
Yeah, I mean, if I go back to again with David and Tom Barley, the aspect of the thing that really brought it home to me, and again, I've been a very spiritual, religious Christian for my life, the aspect when I saw the movie Spotlight, which I recommend to anybody, I thought it was terrific, about Boston, and he was the chief and editor, the son of Ben Bradley with the Washington Post, the time of Nixon. But these guys are involved. They brought this to light in a big way. They figure it's about 6-7% worldwide.
Wow.
This goes on. So if you haven't seen that movie, I recommend it highly. It'll blow you away.
I have seen it. What was? Let me ask you this: what was David and Tom's position on this?
Well, again, their position, I think, simply was and David was, he was a little more vocal about it. Tom is kind of, but David was a little more like, well, you can't blame him. You can't blame him. I said, I'm not blaming him. The thing I'm blaming him for, it's like when you get a corporation and a new guy comes in and you don't change any of the bad things that have been going on or reported. That's, I think, what Malone did, too. And he's not a little baby in sheep's clothing. This guy's been around forever. He knew what was going on. If they say they didn't, it's BS, and we know it. I mean, you listen to your guy there, Beamer. He's an advocate. But, you know, on my side, or these people that have done this, that the fact that they knew this stuff and they just, with the culpability, they just disregarded their culpability.
Well, with great...
That's how I feel.
Well, when you have great position, you have great responsibility. The position of bishop is a lofty one, and you are responsible.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely.
All right, Bill.
And that's why I say, all right, Sandy, you stay healthy and you sound great.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I think that if you're in a position of authority, you have great responsibility to do the right thing. Now, you may be overruled. You may want to do something that suddenly the cardinal gives you a call and says, maybe we ought to rethink this, or maybe even the Holy Father in Rome. I don't know. I don't know how far these things go. But the fact is that they are men of the cloth. They are men of substance. This should not have been going on all this time. And what were they protecting? Were they protecting the right to preach? No. They were protecting the property. They were protecting the building. They were protecting the land. They wanted to make sure people didn't stop coming to church because of the bad publicity. They were protecting the box office, basically, instead of protecting the children. And that is wrong. All right, let's see. Mr. Beamer, you have a couple of texts for us, please.
Yes.
How are you feeling, by the way?
Feel good.
Did Tony do what we asked him to rub your chest with Vicks?
Tony brought the Vicks vapor rub in, and that's
the magic
all.
Touch.
Yes, yes.
Okay, you can have him do it, or you can have Randy do it. Randy has strong hands.
Well, see, I work with both of them.
I know
so
you do,
Randy,
yeah.
Randy during the morning show, and then Tony was so kind to do it during your show.
Bernie's admonishment to me as I'm leaving the door, don't touch Buzzy. I said, I never touch Buzzy. What does she think goes on here? I point to Buzzy.
Okay. No, Bernie, he can't get his hands off of us.
Can't take my hands off of you. Yes. You're just too good to be true. What do you have?
All right, so we have questions about both organizations on Facebook. Dennis says, no, my thoughts on the Boy Scouts will never change. I still consider it to be one of the best youth organizations around.
Yeah, and it has been. And a worldwide, a lot of effort, a lot of work. But apparently, they did not take care of business, as they should have, when these allegations occurred. And now they've declared bankruptcy. Usually what happens is, I've never declared it, but I know that they line up the creditors and they decide how much to get, and it's pennies on a dollar, usually. I don't know what it would be with this one. Another one, please.
All right. Top fan Patty says, this is about the Catholic Diocese, I lost trust a long time ago between the lies and mismanagement of the parish's money. Closing the small churches down to pay for the misdeeds, yes, lost interest and trust in what was once a very important part of my life.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll be restored. Now, guys, give me your opinion on this, because I think this texter is wrong. Some nerve ragging on David Bellavia when he's not there to defend himself and he pretends to be a Christian. They're talking about Bill the caller. I don't think he ragged on him at all. He said that they took a different position that Tom and David did, and he differed with them on the air. That's all he said. He didn't rag on anybody.
All it was just a difference of opinion. There was nothing ill will, nothing wrong with it at all.
Nobody is in a position where you can never question what their opinion is. That's why you have an opinion and they have an opinion. They may be the same. They may be different. But I don't think Bill the caller ragged on anybody. He was just explaining what happened.
I argue with David all the time about football. Does that mean I disrespect him?
Yeah, no. I argue him about the lyrics to Singing in the Rain.
Well, he's an expert at that.
Yeah, he knows. Okay. What do you think? You think that the caller was ragging on David?
Not at all. I think Bill was actually very respectful. He said,
I agree.
We had a disagreement. He was referencing a past show that David was part of. And
they had a difference of opinion.
Right.
It happens all the time. All the time. All right, let's see. We're going to take a break in about 40 seconds, so we can't put another caller on.
No.
803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Bankruptcy. Two revered organizations, one declaring bankruptcy last Tuesday. That's the Boy Scouts of America. The other about to declare bankruptcy. Oh, I don't know. The bishop just had a meeting with 125 priests and two lawyers. I think that's a pretty good indication. I don't think you have to be Columbo to figure that one out, that he's kind of advising them what might be on the horizon. I'd just like to know from you, have the Boy Scouts squandered their legacy? And local Catholic Diocese of Buffalo declaring bankruptcy when they do, how do you feel about that? It's not like, flange business where you're making flange. This is in the business of saving souls. And like to know how you think about this on News Radio 930 WBN.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. We've been asked to do something that's a little unusual, and I'm not really sure why we're doing this, except the explanation. Rush Limbaugh does something that broadcasters used to do well before Rush Limbaugh, and that is when you're, say, reading a live spot or something, crinkle your paper to prove. If I just said to you, here, I'll give you an example. If I just said to you, all right, I have a live commercial now to do for Hook Shoes. Hook Shoes are great. Okay, that's one thing. But if I said, hey, I have a live commercial right here about Hook Shoes. Hook Shoes are great. So broadcasters have been doing that for a long time, but Rush Limbaugh does it. And some people expressed, hey, we really like that. It's cool. It's fun. And that's good. And this lady sent us a text, and it says, could Sandy rustle some paper? My mother has passed, obviously, from the note. My mother has passed, and she got a great kick out of it when Rush Limbaugh did it. Of course, I don't know what Rush Limbaugh was saying when he did it, so it's hard for me to do it.
She just got a kick out of the rustling of the paper.
Yeah. Tony, set me up for rustling paper, and I'll rustle the paper for her, even though I don't know why I'm doing this.
Sandy, I believe you have breaking news.
I do.
Tony? Get us up to speed as to what's going on.
Hold it. This is breaking news right here. Hold on. Boy, it's big breaking news. Look at how much paper is coming.
Whoa.
Here. Wow, it's overcoming the microphone, Tony. My rustling paper shtick has got to stop or I won't have a microphone. Stop. There we go. Now, I hope that made her feel good. I don't know why we did it.
It brings back a memory, I'm guessing, and it makes her feel, lets her think of her mom.
And Rush, yeah.
Yeah.
That's
so
nice.
And she's a big fan of WBEN, Sandy Beach, Rush Limbaugh. And
well, great.
God bless.
I'm glad, and I hope it did help her. Let me see. Okay. Sandy, the Boy Scouts, or the Scouts, BSA, Boy Scouts of America, is the best youth organization out there. What people don't realize is that the youth protection program the Scouts started creating in the 1980s and 90s became worldwide models for youth protection programming everywhere. Okay, that's good. That's good. In no way is this a slam at the Boy Scouts. I'm just asking, have they squandered their legacy? In other words, if you're a parent and your son, and I think it's controversial, but I think they allow girls in there too. But for now, we'll just, because it's Boy Scouts of America, we'll just call it Boy Scouts of America, okay? If your son comes and says, I'd like to be a scout, would you encourage them? Because there's a lot of good things in scouting. They'll come out better, and they'll come home excited from the jamboree or things that they attend. Or would you kind of find a way to get them out of it, talk them out of it? So I'd like to know, have they squandered their legacy? I hope they haven't, but I have a feeling that they might have. And if the local Catholic diocese declares bankruptcy, which it looks like they're going to, does that change your thinking toward the church? In other words, one of the things that I was always taught is you pay what you owe. You simply do. Whether it's, look, Catholic Church believes in it. You go to confession, and they will give you, they'll say, an act of contrition, three Hail Marys, whatever, and that is paying for what you owe by what you've confessed. The church definitely believes in paying what you owe. So should they pay what they owe? That's a good question, isn't it? That's why we do this show. Let's go to Bonnie in Pendleton. Bonnie, you're on WBEN.
Hi, Sandy. I just want to address all these people who are losing faith at the Catholic Church. You know, there's so much evil in this world. We have to see it. It's everywhere. And that's what the devil wants. The devil absolutely wants you to lose your faith and walk away. But they have to realize they're just hurting themselves. That's all I want to say. God bless.
Okay. Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you very much. Well, we haven't had a lot of calls of people losing their faith or even saying anything negative toward the church. I'm just asking an open-ended question. What are your thoughts regarding? Maybe your thoughts are, hey, keep going full steam ahead. We're going to correct those problems, or we have corrected those problems, and they're not going to appear in the future. That's basically it. Let me get over to some text here that we're doing. One, Mike McAndrew, a Buffalo News staff reporter. Hey, I didn't know the News had a staff reporter. Good for them. The Boy Scouts of America's bankruptcy filing on Tuesday is expected to eventually end in the largest settlement of childhood sexual abuse claims in American history, according to a lawyer who represents about 100 former Boy Scouts from New York they say were abused. Thousands of survivors are likely to come forward, said Michael Fan, a Seattle attorney. The Boy Scouts are active in all 50 states. The Boy Scouts filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection Tuesday, a direct response to 78 Child Victims Act lawsuits in New York State and other lawsuits across the country filed by former Scouts who say they were sexually abused by Scout leaders. 78 CVA lawsuits filed in New York State, 13 CVA lawsuits filed in Erie County. So what they're doing is they're protecting their assets. They're protecting whatever they may have that could be declared an asset, and they don't want to pay it. Even though they might admit that it was wrongdoing, they still don't want to pay for it. So I get nervous about that. Because it's a good organization, doesn't mean they can preach, they can teach all they want about the way to lead your life. But when the push comes to shove and they've got to write the check, hold it. Wait a minute. No, not for this. We'll have to give up our tents or the jamboree or something. No, we're not going to do that. So then where do you go from there? Are you to believe anything they teach you then? Or what they teach you is mainly how they preach it. Practice what you preach. Isn't that a term that might be more applicable to the church than the Scouts, but I think the Scouts have squandered a good part of their legacy. We'll be back with more on News Radio 930 WBEN. I just saw a commercial for a drug on television, Orteza. I don't know what it's used for. I have no idea whether it's fabulous or not. I don't know, but I do love the commercial, okay? Because as I've said before, the audio that you hear never matches up with the video that you're looking at. While they're telling you about the drug, they're always showing images that have nothing to do with the drug, okay? And if you were just watching the images, you'd say, whoa, I got to get that. That looks like fun. The Orteza spot is like this. There's a guy without a shirt on in a swimming pool, and he's kind of muscular, kind of buff. There he is. On the opposite side of the pool are two women sitting on a towel in bathing suits. One of the women throws a ball at the guy without the shirt on. And you threw a ball at me. And then he starts swimming toward them. And what they do is they move so he can sit in the middle of between them. And I guess that shows that if you use Orteza, you'll be sitting in the middle of two women in a bathing suit, and you look fabulous without your shirt on. It has nothing to do with the drug at all. You ever see those commercials?
Oh, not that one. But now I'm interested. One? Where do I get this?
Yeah, exactly. Pretty soon we'll all want to be on our Taser because we want to be that guy. Right, Buzzy?
That's right. I know what the medication you're speaking about is for.
Oh, don't tell me it's this. Is it for that?
No. It's for this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, don't tell me. As long as it's not for this.
No.
Do you have one for that?
Yeah, they do. And they always say, they insert their own name in. Ask your doctor if Orteza is good for you. and the doctor's going, look, I got 30 people in the waiting room. I don't have time to discuss every drug you see on television.
Can you imagine that, though? I mean, doctors have to hate that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you go in with a list of all the commercials that you've seen, and, oh, by the way, it looks like you could still play.
Yeah, don't go in with that one.
Why not?
The Big Hurt told me I should come talk to you about it.
Maybe that is the Big Hurt in there. Except, no, he's a white guy. Big Hurt's a black guy. Yeah. So it's not quite the same. But it's fun to watch television commercials like that. And first, just close your eyes the first time you see it. Second time, after you've seen it once. And then listen to the audio. They don't match up at all.
I think you should mix and match them and then end them with, and she'll like it too.
Yeah, exactly. Or you look like you could still play after all these years. Sitting in a cold car is no fun. Skip scraping ice off your windows with a keyless car starter. When my sister's here next week, I'll say a keyless car starter from B&R Auto Accessories. Right now, get a $379 starter for just $279 only from GetMyPerks.com. Details at GetMyPerks.com. Remember, the perks to living in Western New York are just a few clicks away at GetMyPerks.com. Okay, let's go all the way to New Mexico through the magic of technology. It's Fred. Hi, Fred.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
What's going on, Fred, in New Mexico?
I am really very discouraged. I had been a scout quite a number of years, Boy Scouts on up, and then eventually became a Sea Scout.
Okay.
And in Buffalo, they had those, and with our own boat and all. And I don't know what's happened. What sickness has invaded our enjoyment?
I don't know. They used to be great places where you could have your child learn a lot of things and participate in a lot of things, and he comes home happy, and he can hardly wait to go back for the next go-around.
Yeah.
It's not like that now, I guess.
No, I guess not. But it's just so saddened me to hear about it.
It always saddens me when an institution that we've grown up with and admire is sullied for some reason, either by forces outside of it or forces inside of it. They make some bad decisions and bad things are done. Because you remember, like you just told me, being a Sea Scout, having your own boat, fun things that aren't easily found after Boy Scouts.
No, they're not. Unless you become a counselor or something. And nowadays, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Yeah, now people might look at you. You hear you want to do a good thing and a proper thing, and they might look at you.
Right.
All right, Fred, thank you. Always good to talk to you, my friend. That's Fred from New Mexico. Somebody texted that the Boy Scouts should sell Girl Scout cookies to get some money back. I ordered Girl Scout cookies, and they haven't arrived yet. You guys ordered any, and have you taken delivery?
I have not ordered any, but if I were, it would be the peanut butter sandwich. That's the best one.
Oh, no. The best one is the lemon. Now, here's the deal. I gotta say this. I got the lemon in Niagara County about 3 years ago. What most people don't know is they use more than one bakery to bake Girl Scout cookies. And so sometimes, depending on where you buy them, if you're in Connecticut, you may not get the same ones that we get here. You know, I don't know how the country is split up. But those lemon Girl Scout cookies were the absolute best cookie I had ever had, even better than bakery cookies. They were so good. Haven't been able to find the same flavor. I bought lemon since then, and it's not quite the same. So you think the peanut butter? How about you,
yeah,
Buzzy?
Yeah, definitely peanut butter.
Oh, my favorite's the coconut one.
Yeah, coconut was good.
Can't go wrong with coconut.
And then my second favorite would be the chocolate-covered peanut butter one. I like the peanut butter sandwiches, but the chocolate peanut butter.
Yeah, my ex-wife was a PR director of the Girl Scouts. So that when the cookies came in, they came into her. I had a garage full of Girl Scout cookies.
Put out a pot of coffee.
And all I knew is put on the coffee, get some milk ready. You got to have milk with cookies, too. Either one is fine, depending on the time of day. But I'm thinking, and I always think like this. Boy, if there was a terrible snowstorm, I would have food for a year. Look at this. I would open the door from the kitchen every once in a while to see them because they were delivered by truck. They were going out to the various people that bought them, but they were stored and they were delivered and stored in my garage. So I did not open one box. No, I didn't do that.
Two boxes?
I thought of it. The devil said, they won't miss one box of cookies. And besides, just leave $20 there. That's more than a box of cookies cost. And somebody will be happy. They got cookies and money.
There you go.
I decided not to. I overcame temptation. Temptation, the
Temptation
you are the
is
one.
Good band.
Yeah, I sang on stage with them in Milwaukee. So Boy Scouts should sell Girl Scout cookies to get money back. I think that's a cute little line, but it is certainly people like to support the Girl Scouts, and the cookies are a good way to do it.
Did you ever see, I don't know if it was a news piece or whatever, it's been posted on Facebook several hundred times, but Girl Scouts set up a table outside of a marijuana dispensary with their cookies for sale.
That's smart.
Get the guys with the munchies coming out.
I've seen that.
That's smart.
It is kind of funny. I don't know if the Girl Scouts approve of it, but it is kind of funny. Yeah, Girl Scout cookies are good. The first time in California, when I moved to California, it was Sunday morning at about 8 o'clock, and the doorbell rang. I didn't know anybody in California except the people at the station where I worked. And I lived far enough outside of San Francisco in the East Bay that they weren't coming and ringing my doorbell, so I couldn't figure out why my doorbell was ringing. So I went to the front door at 8 o'clock, and there is a young girl, and she's got boxes. And I mean, she had like a cart with four boxes of maybe a dozen donuts each in each box. A dozen. Right? There's 48 donuts. And she said, sir, would you care to support our troop? We're having this sale. So she shows up at 8 o'clock on a Sunday morning with fabulous fresh donuts. Guess who bought an entire box?
You did.
Me. Me. I'm thinking, I love California. They never brought donuts to our house in any other place I've worked. So that was just the beginning. All right, let's take a break. And when we come back, we want to talk to you. Two bankruptcies. One happened last Tuesday. One's about to happen with the Boy Scouts and the Catholic Church. We want to talk to you about it on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.